Renette. 6 months after detonation. Renette's honeymoon had been dreadful, full of relaxing and reading books and seeing sights in Malwish. Not a single gun. She'd barely been allowed to draw schematics and designs. "You'd better appreciate this," she grumbled to Jaxie as the car pulled up to their place in Ellendale. "You liked it," Jaxie said, poking her in the side. "Don't pretend you didn't like it." "Having fun gets boring too quickly," Renette muttered. "Just think how refreshed you are," Jaxie replied. "How many ideas flowed when you didn't have to worry about deadlines or delivery dates?"
"I like deadlines," Renette said. Jaxie eyed her.
"Fine," Renette said. "It wasn't awful. It was almost enjoyable, even if that place is weird. I wish Wax hadn't discovered it. Then maybe we'd have gone to the Ruffs."
"The Ruffs," Jaxie said, "for our honeymoon?"
Renette shrugged. "You're the one who likes that dumb restaurant." Jaxie rolled her eyes as the car, strangely, didn't stop at their place. It kept driving.
"Wait," Renette said, turning and looking back.
"There's something you need to see," Jaxie said.
"This isn't more fun, is it? I'm so full of it by this point, I feel like barfing it all right back out."
"You are so romantic,"
Jaxie said, taking her arm. Renette huffed. Well, she'd been careful not to spoil the actual honeymoon with this kind of behavior. She'd been nice and enjoyable and perky. Okay, not perky, but not grouchy. Most of the time. And admittedly, the southern continent had been something special, even if tensions were, well, growing tenser. There was constant talk of closing the borders to northerners. It seemed that tourism was at an end. Regardless, they were home now. This was supposed to be her time to gripe. That was how a relationship worked. Push and pull. She'd given, now she could take a little. Now she could...
"What the hell?"
she asked, as the car came to a stop outside her shop. A little place on a small plot of land, which had been expanded somehow to a very large place on a small plot of land.
"A wedding gift," Jaxie said.
"How in the world did you afford this?" Renette said, throwing the door open and stumbling out.
"I didn't. It's not from me."
Renette looked back.
"Some nice men showed up," Jaxie explained, "with a sum from Wayne. After, you know, they said I was supposed to do something nice for you, but the instructions said clearly, not in a skeevy way. He suggested a renovation to the shop."
Renette couldn't help smiling at that. She had been surprised by how much she'd missed Wayne. Once he had learned, shockingly, people could learn how to not be slime, they'd actually become friends. Of course, he'd gone out in the most incredible explosion ever, so she hadn't felt that bad. If you had to die, then hell, that was the way. She was still trying to figure out how to get her hands on some of those explosives. The thing she could build with something that packed that much of a punch?
"He left a note," Jaxie said, handing it to her.
"Hey," it said, in crayon. "These two fellas in suits told me I gotta write this and make decisions about this stuff just in case. Apparently they think my job is high risk. I told them that if they wanted their jobs to become high risk, they should try pushing me harder to do stupid stuff. But I guess if you're reading this, I'm done and gone. Buried. Maybe burned. Maybe I got eaten. I don't know. Whatever happened, I hope it's Maracy's fault, because she's always telling me I'm going to get her into trouble, and it would be nice if that hat were on her head instead. Anyway, I want to say thanks for not throwing the Wayne out with the Wayne, you know? Enjoy the gift. Build something real awesome."
"Damn," she said, putting her hands on her hips. "I really do miss that little miscreant." Jaxie smiled, leaning into her, holding to her arm.
Renette, that was almost kind.
I mean it. I miss him. She smiled. Wasn't ever a person I've known who was more fond to shoot.